This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
Boost your coding skills with advanced JavaScript techniques, online courses. Discover how advanced JavaScript techniques can elevate your coding skills through flexible online courses designed for lifelong learning and professional development. Mastering advanced JavaScript techniques with online learning. Hey, so I wanted to tell you about something pretty cool I've been exploring lately. Advanced JavaScript techniques through online courses. You know how JavaScript has this reputation for being everywhere, right? From building interactive websites to creating complex, full-stack applications, JavaScript is the backbone of modern web development. Now, if you're someone who already knows the basics, like variables, functions, and maybe some ES6 stuff, and you're ready to take things up a notch, there are some brilliant advanced concepts that can seriously sharpen your coding skills. And the best part? You don't need to sit in a classroom or attend a boot camp in person. You can gain all this expertise through distance learning, which fits perfectly into busy adult education schedules. Let me share a few cool topics from these advanced courses that really stand out. Asynchronous Programming Mastery, Promises, Async, Await, and How to Manage Callbacks Effectively. This goes beyond just knowing syntax. It's about handling complex flows without causing your app to freeze up or behave unexpectedly. Closures and Scope Chains. Why closures are a powerhouse for data privacy and functional programming in JS? Once you truly understand closures, it feels like you have a secret superpower for writing clean and efficient code. Design patterns in JavaScript. Patterns like module, observer, singleton. These aren't just theoretical stuff. They help you organize code that scales well, making professional projects much easier to maintain. Memory management and performance optimization, understanding how JS manages memory under the hood, and how to write code that doesn't leak memory or bog down the browser. Metaprogramming techniques. Using proxy objects, Reflect API, and symbols to write code that can manipulate or extend other code dynamically. The reason these concepts are a game changer is because they elevate your ability from someone who just writes code that works to a developer who writes code that's robust, maintainable, and efficient. This is where your skills really begin to separate you from the crowd, especially if you're considering professional development or making a career switch. I've been using Vrversity, platform for PhD-level online courses, which is a unique resource for folks who want that kind of in-depth approach. They offer courses that feel like you're sitting down with an expert who's done the research and can walk you through complex topics without overwhelming you. Great for anyone serious about lifelong learning and continuing education. What's really nice about platforms like Vrversity is that you get access not just to tutorials, but to structured content that helps you build on what you already know, lessons that encourage critical thinking about code, and opportunities to apply concepts right away. And all of this is tailored for distance learning, so you can fit it into your schedule, whether you're working full-time, studying, or looking to upskill on your own time. Honestly, whether you're a hobbyist who wants to understand what's really going on under the hood, or a professional developer looking to polish your arsenal of skills, investing time in advanced JavaScript techniques pays off big time. Once you get comfortable with these ideas, you start seeing code differently. It's like you've unlocked a higher level of tech intuition. So here's the thing. When I first got into podcasting and content creation, it felt like a huge time suck. Finding the right podcasting platforms, juggling blogging platforms, coming up with fresh content ideas, and then actually producing the content? It's a lot, but recently, I've been exploring how AI podcasting and AI blogging are breaking down those barriers. And just a little heads up, continuing education like this is not just for students. Adult education is evolving, and distance learning has made professional development more accessible than ever. The tech world keeps changing at lightning speed, so keeping up with these advanced concepts through online courses might just be one of the smartest moves you make this year. Anyway, that's my quick roundup of why going beyond the basics with advanced JavaScript techniques through online learning is definitely worth it. If you want to stay sharp and keep growing your skills, it's a path I highly recommend.